This is the moment the first bomb exploded in Kampala. At a checkpoint at the Central Police Station, exactly 3 minutes later, a second went off near the Parliament building. Three suicide bombers were involved. They were killed along with three other people. Dozens were injured. This footage was released by the police, who said a fourth man was arrested and a suicide jacket found at his home.
Very unfortunate. It's happening at such a time that we're trying to go back to our normal livelihoods. So if these people can come at such a premises of police and set off a bomb, then you know things are not good.
The aftermath shows how powerful the blasts were. Broken windows, burning vehicles, and terrified people. Police say the attacks were carried out by a gang working alongside the Allied Democratic Forces. The armed group has its roots in Uganda, but is now based in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Its fighters have killed thousands of people in the East in recent years.
The hallmarks of the attack clearly indicate that the ADF-linked radicalized groups who still have a desire to carry out lethal attacks on soft targets using suicide attackers and improvised explosive devices behind these attacks.
This attack follows two others last month. One killed a waitress in a restaurant and a second on a bus 2 days later injured several people. ISIL claimed those attacks. The ADF has pledged its allegiance to the group.
The involvement of the Ugandan army in the peacekeeping missions in the region, especially in Somalia, makes Uganda a target of some of these groups.
What's happening in Uganda also comes at a time when the military is planning to deploy its soldiers to eastern DRC to help Congolese troops and UN peacekeepers fight ADF. There, they'll help Congolese troops and UN peacekeepers to fight ADF forces. Catherine Soy, Al Jazeera.